The Consequences of Sin, January 19th. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Adam did not consider all the consequences resulting from his disobedience. He did not set his mind in defiance against God, nor did he in any way speak against God. He simply went directly contrary to his express command. And how many today are doing the very same thing? And their guilt is of much greater magnitude because they have the example of Adam's experience in disobedience, and its terrible results, to warn them of the consequences of transgressing the law of God. So they have clear light upon this subject, and no excuse for their guilt in denying and disobeying God's authority. Adam yielded to temptation, and as we have the matter of sin and its consequences laid so distinctly before us, we can read from cause to effect and see the greatness of the act is not that which constitutes sin, but the disobedience of God's expressed will, which is a virtual denial of God, refusing the laws of His government. The law of self is erected, human will is made supreme, and when the high and holy will of God is presented to be obeyed, respected, and honored, the human will wants its own way, to do its own promptings, and there is a controversy between the human agent and the divine. The fall of our first parents broke the golden chain of implicit obedience of the human will to the divine. Obedience has no longer been deemed an absolute necessity. The human agents follow their own imaginations, which the Lord said of the inhabitants of the old world were evil and that continually. The Lord Jesus declares, "I have kept my Father's commandments." How? As a man. Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. To the accusations of the Jews he stood forth in his pure, virtuous, holy character and challenged them, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" We are not to serve God as if we were not human, but we are to serve him in the nature we have, that has been redeemed by the Son of God. Through the righteousness of Christ we shall stand pardoned before God, and as though we had never sinned. We will never gain strength in considering what we might do if we were angels. We are to turn in faith to Jesus Christ, and show our love to God through obedience to His commands.